hearts. Be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, since I didn't get to preach 2 weeks ago and Father Chris didn't get to preach last week, we're going to do all three.
He preached last week.
He preached last week? I didn't hear it.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
You don't want to hear it again?
Okay.
All right. If you all will turn to Mark chapter 10. The story of the rich young ruler. Jesus saying to the rich young man that he needs to give up everything and follow him. Good word. But then the disciples are questioning, okay, well, if a rich man can't enter the kingdom of God, oh my God, it's easier to go through for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And then the disciples were exceedingly astonished and said to him, then who can be saved? In verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. I think that's a good message for today. Jesus is obviously talking to his disciples in this particular pericope about salvation, but his statement that all things are possible with God, that is a universal truth. We have severe sickness. With God, it's possible to be healed. Strayed far away from Jesus, wandering in sins, still possible to be forgiven with God. We have a terrible storm come through the area. With God, we can recover.
Amen.
All things are possible with God. You remember when Mary had the visitation from Gabriel? And Gabriel told her that she was going to get pregnant. And she goes, how can that be? I've never been with a man. That's impossible. And what did the angel say? With God, nothing is impossible. St. Paul told the church at Philippi, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In Christ, all things are possible. And Jesus assures us himself that even though we cannot do anything in our own power, he says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All things are possible in God. That's the grace of God. God loves us. We don't deserve it. We certainly haven't earned it. But God's grace is abundant and all-encompassing. We want to rely on our faith, our doctrines, our trust in him. But it doesn't begin there. It begins with God. It begins with God, with his love for us. He moves first, and we respond. Jesus himself said, you did not choose me. I thought I had accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Yeah. You did not choose me. I have chosen you, Jesus said. And in Christ, God meets our every need. So all things are possible with God. That is his grace in action. God was not surprised by this disaster. He wasn't. As a matter of fact, Jack brought up the fact that the opening hymn, I mean, that was a wow. That was a real wow. The first song of the praise music. It was. And when did this music get chosen? At least 2 months ago, wasn't it? Yeah. Did God know this was going to happen? Yes. Did he know we were going to need a little encouragement? Yes. Did he know we were going to need an extra measure of grace? Uh-huh. Yes. God knows. God is sovereign. God sees all. And his grace is his love in action. And if we look to him, he will deliver us.
Amen.
Now, it's far beyond my pay grade to be able to explain why bad things happen to good people. And I will not try to even touch that one with a 10-foot pole today. I don't know. That's beyond me. That's in God's realm. But I know that whenever bad things happen, whether it's to good people or other, matters not, that God's grace is available. God's grace is there. And God's grace can help those who turn to him and trust in him and believe in him. That reason why I asked you to hold off on that testimony you were going to give a minute ago, Miranda, was because that's part of this. Okay?
Thank you. Such inspiration.
We have a neighbor, Steve and Angie. Sean, you know who we're talking about. They're, you know, Steve is a music minister for two Baptist churches. Not one, two Baptist churches, okay? And he and Angie, you can see them around the neighborhood. They're always reaching out to help their neighbors. They're ambassadors for Christ in the neighborhood. They really are. They're awesome people. And they had these two enormous, well, they had four enormous trees in their backyard. Now they have two enormous trees in their backyard. But one of them fell right in the middle of their house, right through their living room, while they were sitting on the couch. And the other one fell on the neighbor's equal opportunity, okay? But it was amazing because Steve had gotten up. They were sitting on the couch. She normally sits in a recliner rocker, okay? But she was sitting on the couch, the dog between the two of them, while the worst of the storm was going on outside. Steve went over to the garage. He wanted to check something, and the tree fell. And it fell right on top of their living room. And she got a serious gash on her back and hurt her left shoulder. They thought the dog must be dead because they couldn't find it. But the dog was back in the back of the house running in circles going, But anyway, that was it. I mean, there was just catastrophic damage to the house, but the two of them were basically unharmed. And they are the best living testimony in our neighborhood. They're still reaching out. What can I do to help you? Do you need anything? Can I help you with something? They're still out there doing what God had called them to do. As a matter of fact, right now, on their driveway, there are like 8 cases of MREs, and they want to hand them out to the neighbors. They brought in cases of water. Do you need some water? Can I help you with anything? The grace of God is made manifest in their lives.
Can I add just two tiny things to that?
No, not right now. Not right now. I'll lose track. No.
Don't let him lose track.
I'm 69 years old. I don't need distractions. Okay? Okay. Anyway. Now, where am I? All right. So, but why does the good stuff happen to the good people, too? I mean, you've got just the... there's a lot of questions that we just can't begin to get our minds around. But the fact is, that whatever grace is given, it was unmerited and it was undeserved. Mm-hmm. And it's God's love and his mercy toward all of us that we have what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miranda sometimes is talking about the director of the library talking about the magic trifecta Does which library branches have the magic trifecta of water, internet, and
power?
Yeah, water, internet, and power. You know what the magic trifecta is for 90% of the world? Food, shelter, and clothing. We've never been without that. We have everything we need. That's the grace of God. Well, put up the screen there. This week, as I was praying through all of this, there was a canticle that just jumped out at me, and it's called Quirit Dominum, okay? It's Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. And what I want to do is we're going to say this by half verse. I'll say the what?
I put it up, and it came up, but what's on my screen is still showing.
Doesn't matter. It's up there.
I won't be able to move it up.
You can watch up there.
I won't be able to move it up because of what my screen is showing. I can't figure out why I don't have that on my screen. It came up, but I won't be able to move it up as we go because when this is what I'm seeing, I have to take one out.
Has anybody ever heard
technology?
Yeah. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to recite this. I want you to listen to what you're saying, because what this is God speaking to his people, okay? And you need to hear what God is saying to you at this moment. And so I'll read the first half of the verse, you read the second half. This is great Hebrew poetry, okay? Seek the Lord while he wills to be found.
Call on him when you are near.
Let the wicked forsake their ways.
And the evil one near us.
And let them turn to the Lord, and he will have compassion.
And you are God, for he will richly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts,
nor your ways my ways, says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
For as rain and snow fall from the heavens,
and return to my hand the earth,
bringing forth life and giving growth, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth, but it will accomplish that which I have purposed. Okay. What the Lord was showing me as I was reading this canticle earlier this week, and I was praying, Lord, what are you saying to the people of God in this time, this very difficult time? He had 3 points. Of course, that's typical sermon material. 3 points. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found. Call upon him when he draws near. No matter, what was it somebody had, fill in the blank, when is he near? Who was that?
Jack.
What was it? You said fill in the blank? How was it?
I will be especially present.
I will be especially present when ... Okay, there you go. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found. Call upon him when he draws near. He's there. He's with us. Psalm 9, verse 9 says, the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. He's there. We need not be afraid. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. God's ways are not our ways. We can't understand it. I can't explain why all the things have happened that did happen. But Romans chapter 11, verse 33 says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how unfathomable his ways." We don't have to understand how God works to be able to tap into God's works. Are you with me? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We don't. His ways are incomprehensible. We are finite. He's infinite. But God in his infinite mercy has made himself present, and he will meet our every need. And thirdly, God's word will never return to him empty. In the epistle, it says, "The word of God is living and active. Nothing in all creation is hidden from his sight." God knows where you are. God knows what you need. God will provide for your every need. Seek the Lord. He is there. He will accomplish his word, and it will not return to him empty. Well, I heard so many in the time of prophecy there earlier in the service. Oh my gosh, there was just so much that was so right on. We are God's ambassadors in this difficult time. I believe Karen was commenting on that. You know, FEMA, by the way, Miranda and I had a visit from Samaritan's Purse at our house. They saw on the website my home address as the address for the church. So they came looking for the church. But you found it. Anyway. But yeah, we had, you know, FEMA was stationed right there at Irwin High School. Samaritan's Purse came to my door. We saw all sorts of different relief agencies when we've been driving around town. There are all sorts of places that are handing out this, that, and the other thing. But let me tell you one thing for sure, that all of these relief agencies, all of these government agencies, they've all been very helpful, but they are going to leave. But we will be here. We live here. These are our neighbors, and we have the resources to help. For God is with us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And we know that all things are possible with God. Now is not the time to look back at the devastation. Really, seriously, folks, quit telling the stories, okay? Talk about the things that God is doing, all right? That God is accomplishing. What God is providing, it's going to build one another up. As I told people last Sunday, if you give me one horror story, you've got to give me two praise reports, okay?
Oh, I've got a list.
There you go. Praise the Lord. All right. It's time to make, this is not a time to be making big decisions and big changes in your lives, okay? Take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. The future will take care of itself. This is the time for us to stand in God's grace and watch him take action in this moment. Okay? We need to be available to him, to be his hands and his feet as we move forward. FEMA will leave. Samaritan's Purse will go home, or to Florida, probably. Anyway, you know, whatever. But we will be here, and we need to be the hands and the feet and the tongue for our Lord to speak his word into the void left by Helene. All right? We are not in this alone. I have heard from people all around the United States and even from overseas asking, "What can I do to help?" We are not, nor will we ever be alone. For in the body of Christ, there are always those who are there to help one another. Okay? We have set up a relief fund here at the church. All right? It's for those in the parish and for those in the community who need help. So we need to hear from you, too, about people who may need help. That way we can reach out to them as well. We will take care of those who are in the parish who have needs, but we need to be reaching out beyond. And once those other relief agencies are gone, the church needs to stand firm and to stand tall to help those in need, okay? I'll give you more details about the relief fund later, but we have quite a bit, do we not? And you got a check at your house, too, didn't you, Robert?
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I think we're talking about several thousand dollars, all right, that we will be able to use to help those who are in need. I'll give you more information as time goes on. But this relief fund will be there to help in the rebuilding and healing process that we will all go through. Your relationship with Jesus will be a light in these dark days. So don't be afraid to speak a word of encouragement. Don't be afraid to be a beacon of hope in the midst of this crisis, okay? Now I want to end with a word of promise. Alice Keeney sent a card to me this week, and in that card, on the front of the card was a picture of the mountains in the fall with all the beautiful colors on it, okay? But inside she says, I'm sending this card to you because it reminds me of hope. The picture depicts the beauty of the fall season. And while it has been ravaged by the floodwaters this year, there will be healing of the land, new construction and rebirth of the trees next spring. Our prayers are with you and all of the western part of our state. God bless Church of the Resurrection. Thank you, Alice. There will be healing of the land, my friends. New construction, yes. Rebirth, yes. And that is the grace of God. For all things are possible with God. Amen.
Amen. One quick question, any word on our